You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business and personal success. Today, we are visiting with, once again, Tom Ingracia, who is a Motown historian, motivational speaker, radio personality, and an award-winning author. His latest book just out this week is Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans. Tom, always great to have you with us here on Enterprise Radio.
And it's always a pleasure to be here, Eric. Thanks.
So tell us, it's been quite a year for you, it seems, Tom, full of awards, your second book, and I understand you are working on a third book. Tell us, what's been going on?
Well, you know, it's funny, Eric. There's that old adage that nice guys finish last. But, I like to add to that at least we finish. And, you know, I'm 62 years old now, and I've achieved, I guess what I would say, my greatest success since I turned 60 years old. So part of my message today is that there definitely is life beyond the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s, and that, as second acts and those of us who are, and I guess what I might refer to as the twilight of our lives, can still achieve really wonderful things. This year especially has just been packed full of amazing accomplishments for me. As you mentioned, my second book has just come out, and this is the book that I started writing 32 years ago. And it's a book about Motown. It's called Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans. And I've been studying the music of Motown ever since I was a little kid back in the 1960s. And when I was probably in my 30s, I decided I was going to write a book about Motown. But I doubted myself. I didn't believe that I could do it, and I didn't believe I had anything new or different to add to the story. So I put that book aside for 32 years. But finally, last year, a publisher approached me and said, you know, we want to put together a book about Motown, and someone told us we needed to get in touch with you because you're the authority. And that was, I guess, the opening that I was looking for. And so the book that I've put together really is unique in that it is a book that contains 140 photographs, most of which were taken by Motown fans from around the world of their favorite artists or of Detroit itself and things that are relevant to the story. So the photographs tell the story of the people, places, and things that made Motown the music that inspired a generation back in the 1960s. And, you know, that's when I grew up. Motown had a big influence on my life. And so now I kind of feel that with this book, I'm sharing that passion, that influence, that seminal music that really did impact so many of us in the 1960s. And I'm so proud of this book, first of all, just from the fact that, you know, it took me so long to get this book out, but also just the design that my publisher came up with is absolutely amazing. And the fact that I was able to involve fans from around the world in this project and really have them, give me permission to take their precious photos from their private collections. Most of the photos in this book have never been published before. So this is a book that really, it's intended both for the Motown fan, but it's also intended for people who maybe don't know a lot about the music of Motown. And this is going to be a very easy way for people, through photographs with very detailed captions, to kind of learn a little bit more about the history of this wonderful music that, you know, 56 years after Motown Records was founded, we're still listening to this music. So that's the big thing that's happening for me right now. The other thing that you made reference to is I also have my own radio show. Every Tuesday morning, I am Motown Tom on WCUW 91.3 FM in Worcester, Massachusetts. And just 2 weeks ago, for the second year in a row, I have been named Best Radio Personality in a local publication's Reader's Choice poll. And again, you know, it goes back to when I was a little kid growing up in the 60s and, you know, was listening to WABC radio out of New York City and just dreaming that someday I would have my own radio show. And, you know, I didn't get my own radio show until I was 60 years old, but I got it. And now, you know, having won this award as being Best Radio Personality 2 years in a row absolutely blows my mind.
Certainly have had a lot going on, and I tell you, folks, if you haven't seen a photo of Tom, you got to check out our online photo of Tom. He looks like he's probably 42, 20 years younger than he states that he is. And you didn't even pay me to say that either. But now, listen, getting back to the book, your new book, Reflections of a Love Supreme, looks fascinating. Tell me a little bit about the book. Just get into that a little bit.
Well, you know, as I said a few minutes ago, it really is a book that uses photographs to tell the story. And that is what I think makes this book unique. There are so many books out on the market that tell the history of Motown through words. And I wanted to do something that was a little bit different because, again, because there are so many other books out there, there's not a lot new to add to the story. And so when I set out to write this book now, when I started writing this book back in about 32 years ago, I really wanted to write just a traditional history of Motown. But I realized that again, I didn't have anything new to add to that story. And that's part of the reason why I put the book aside for all those years. But when I set out last year to write Reflections of a Love Supreme, I decided that I really wanted it to be, I guess, almost what I would call a small format coffee table book. And because I know so many Motown fans around the world, I contacted people that I knew had private collections of photographs that they had taken and, you know, asked if they would give me the permission to use some of their photographs in this book. And so you know, when you read the book, you're going to be seeing photographs that cover the period from the 1960s right up until today. So you're going to see your favorite Motown artists as they were in their heyday back in the 1960s, but you're also going to see them as they are today, still active, still performing. And again, most of the photographs in the book have never been published before. So from that perspective, it also is a very unique book. In fact, actually, you know, the subtitle is Motown Through the Eyes of Fans. Maybe I really should have subtitled the book Motown Through the Lenses of Fans. You know, because Motown fans are legendary for their support of the artists that they love, the Supremes, the Temptations, Martha and the Vandellas, the Four Tops, you know, on and on and on. And so many people, you know, even right up until today, continue to follow these artists and go to their concerts, take pictures of them. Many of us have developed very close personal friendships with these people we grew up idolizing and listening to in the 1960s. You know, I worked for 5 years for Mary Wilson of the Supremes, which, you know, also gave me a very unique perspective when I was writing this book, because I got to learn some of the history of Motown from the inside out and from behind the scenes. And so I bring some of that into the book as well. And so, you know, again, there are 140 photographs in the book, and each photograph has a very detailed caption of what that photograph is depicting, but also some of the backstory behind what people are seeing in that photograph.
Certainly sounds like a must read and a must purchase without a question. Now, I understand that you are donating a portion of your book sales to two charitable organizations. Why is this important to you?
Well, you know, Eric, I feel that I have been so blessed in my life to accomplish so many of the things that I wanted to do and to achieve so many really amazing things in my life that I feel that I have an obligation to give back and to use this book and my first book as well. With my first book, One Door Closes, Overcoming Adversity by Following Your Dreams, my co-author and I have donated about $1,000 from the sales of that book also to a number of nonprofits. But I feel a very strong obligation to give back some of what I have received, some of the blessings that I've received in my life. And so I really have earmarked two nonprofit charities right now for donations from sales of the books. I'm donating 10% of all book sales to the radio station where I do my show on Tuesday mornings, WCUW, which is a nonprofit community radio station. And they're really the ones who gave me the chance to fulfill that childhood dream of having my own radio show. And so I feel that I really need to give them back something for that opportunity. But then, and maybe even more important, I'm also donating 10% of all sales from Reflections of a Love Supreme to Cindy Birdsong, who was a member of the Supremes from 1967 until 1976. And as happens so often to people in the entertainment industry, because Cindy doesn't have adequate health insurance and because she doesn't have an adequate pension, she's now fallen on hard times because of health issues. It's really kind of struggling for to be able to pay her medical bills and to keep herself afloat. And so, again, because this music of Motown was so influential in my life, I really felt that I needed to give back some of this book in a way that would really make a difference. And so I decided to donate 10% of the proceeds from the book to Cindy to help her pay her medical expenses.
It certainly looks and appears that you are making a difference. Today we're joined by Tom Ingrassia, a Motown historian, motivational speaker, radio personality, and an award-winning author. His latest book just out this week is Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans, and he's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Now, Tom, your success came later in life, as you mentioned. Why do you think that is?
Well, you know, I think, Eric, for so long, I doubted myself. I've been very successful throughout my life. I spent 25 years working in higher education administration, and I was very good at my job. And as I look back, I was always in positions where I was helping other people to achieve their dreams and to achieve their goals. But at the same time I was doing that, I didn't believe in myself enough and didn't have enough confidence in myself to really do the things in life that I wanted to do. And for me, the catalyst and the turning point came 15 years ago when I was 48 years old and when Mary Wilson from the Supremes offered me a job working for her. And again, that was one of my childhood dreams. And the trust that she placed in me to run her merchandising business for her really was the spark that made me finally say to myself, you know, you've had all of these dreams, you've had all of these goals since you were, you know, a teenager. You really can do these things. You already have it, the power within you to achieve these things that you want to do. And so, you know, again, it really was from the age of 48 on that all of these wonderful things started to happen for me. And again, I think it was all because I finally believed in myself. And that's part of the message that I share with people in my motivational programs, is that once you believe in yourself, once you have that clarity about what it is you want to achieve in life, and once you truly believe that you can achieve those things, things start to snowball. And really amazing things start to happen for you. I'm living, breathing proof that dreams do come true, and it doesn't matter at what stage of life those dreams come true. The important thing is that you live into your dreams and you continue to move forward and to make progress toward achieving those things in life that are important to you.
Well said there. And lastly, what advice or words of wisdom do you have for our listeners who may have those dreams that you mentioned that they think are impossible or unimportant to some folks?
Well, first of all, don't ever let anyone ever tell you that your dreams are silly or unimportant, because your dreams are important to you. Those are the things that really are important to you. They're part of your core being. So don't ever let anyone tell you that your dreams are silly or unimportant. And above all, as I said just a minute ago, Eric, believe in yourself. Believe in the power of your dreams and believe that you can achieve those dreams, and then put together the plan. Make sure you have a plan in place so step by step, so that when you run into obstacles, and we all run into obstacles in our life, so that when you run into a roadblock or an obstacle, you know how to maneuver around that roadblock to continue on your path to achieve your dream. And once you have the courage to follow your heart, because it's through your heart that you really do kind of tap into your dreams. Once you have that courage and once you believe in yourself, you will achieve anything and everything in life that you set out to achieve. And again, and it doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. I don't care if you are 85 years old. Never give up your dreams.
Well, Thomas, always good to have you. Always inspiring, without a question. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about this new book and where they can make their purchase.
The book is available from Amazon, so you can certainly buy it from Amazon.com, or you can go to my website, which is Tom Ingracia Productions. So it's IngraciaProductions.com. You can order the book directly from the website, and if you order it from the website, I will send you a signed copy of the book. So if having a signed copy is important to you, just go to IngraciaProductions.com. There's a link there to take you to the store page on my website.
Well, Tom, once again, thanks for taking the time to be with us. Continued success. Certainly look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
You bet, and happy holidays as they are approaching. We've been speaking with Tom Ingracia, a Motown historian, motivational speaker, radio personality, and an award-winning author, with his latest book just out, Reflections of a Love Supreme, Motown Through the Eyes of Fans. And once again, to get a copy of this book, a signature copy of this book, it's IngraciaProductions.com. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.